What up, what up, what up? Hi, how are you? What's up? It's Evie Unleashed hanging out in the studio. I got a little cutie up in here. His name is, I pronounced it wrong. Messiah. Because people call him Messiah because it's pronounced the exact same way. So you constantly correct people?
Is, you know, like in Spanish, just the H is silent.
Okay, I have the same problem. You and I connect because my name is Evie, but in Espanol, in English, it's Ivy. So, like, people that don't know, like, hi, what's up, Ivy? Yeah, I'm Ivy. Like, it's Evie. They're like, but it's Ivy. Why? I'm like, yeah, but if you're Latin, you say Evie.
We're just cool like that.
I know, right? Messi, Evie, hanging out. So, just in case you don't know, Facebook Live, Messiah is a top dog. He does some things. He has a song out right now called Boom Boom,
boom,
right?
Boom, yes.
But I mean, this is not like, it's not like a song, your first song ever. I mean, no. You're in the industry. You're into that Latin trap. You're a rapper. Yeah. You do your thing. You were on the Latin remix with Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, over like 11 million streams on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, if I took a picture and put it on IG, like, I'd get a lot of likes because you're kind of cool.
I mean, yeah, if you got some of my followers following you, they think it's pretty cool.
So that's cool. So tell me a little bit about the beginning of you and where you are now for the people who don't know.
I mean, I'm considered one of the pioneers of Latin trap.
And I love Latin trap. When it came in the industry, I was like, yes. It's like Spanish hood, but still polished, but still like, I don't even know how to describe it.
That's why I think it's just been so popular, because it just touched that demographic of like millennials that, or just people that were raised here in New York that knew Spanish and know English and love hip hop and love Spanish rap too.
Exactly. Because you relate, because you like the hip hop, but the Spanish is who you are. The Spanish is what you speak at home.
There was Spanish rap and Spanish hip hop, but there wasn't really like that Spanish trap.
Yes. But it's a different sound.
Yeah, we love trap. We're already listening to what's going on in ATL and what's already going on in the trap world, but there was not really like a Latin trap movement until in New York we really started going in on the Latin trap.
And let me tell you something, it's like fire right now. It is spreading like wildfire. Like, everybody and anybody, that's what I listen to when I'm in my car and I'm like, all right, I want to turn up, I'm going out tonight, what am I going to put? I mean, you've even worked with Bad Bunny, which is super hot right now. Look, he's working with Bad Bunny, who's on top of the world right now. Cardi B, who's on top of the world. It's like, okay,
for sure, no joke. For sure. And I mean, we was doing Latin trap in New York before a lot of guys. It just happened that Puerto Rico, from that big fan base of reggaeton, they adopted Latin trap. And then they took it to like another level, which is, you know.
Which there's a difference. Like right now, still people call that music reggaeton because they're so used to calling it that. But it's a different reggaeton. Sound.
It happened at first with reggaeton. Now anything that's being done in Spanish music, they're calling it Latin trap. They'll do an R&B. Also, un trap. No, it's not a trap.
It's not. It's a specific sound.
Latin R&B, by the way, FYI.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But it was that, también a lo primero, there was that big, like, confusion even in reggaeton. Like, anything that came out, oh, that's a reggaeton.
Yeah, if it has a little tra-tra or whatever,
That's a dance hall. It's not a reggaeton at all. It's considered dance hall. But, hey, you know, it's just about correcting people, you know?
Just like how we do on a daily with our name, right?
Hey, by the way, no, that's not trap. That's actually a R&B. Trap is this, but...
But I think that what everybody can agree on, though, is that when they listen to the music, they vibe to it.
Oh, for sure, definitely. But one thing is, like, you can't vibe to bachata and call it merengue.
You gotta call it
bachata.
Yeah,
so
true.
Even though it's a vibe. You can vibe to that. Let's say you do un americano que you don't know anything, but you're just vibing. Oh, my God, I love this sound. Oh, what is this? Merengue? No, it's bachata, by the way. He's still vibing. It's still a dope
sound. Yeah, but it is different.
It costs you nothing to correct them. Just so he won't make a fool out of himself. He'd be like, oh, I love this merengue stuff. No, it's bachata. It's not merengue.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? And like me, being somebody that I really could say that I carry like a big weight on my shoulders for Latin trap, when a lot of labels didn't know what was Latin trap, when a lot of labels used to laugh at Latin trap, and now a lot of these guys are like priority at labels, the same labels that used to be like, no, eso no va para ningún lado.
Sometimes you got to teach the big dogs. Sometimes the big dogs don't know what's up, and they see numbers and they see charts and they see this and that. And
that's what happened. That's what happened when they saw the numbers, because men lie, women lie, them numbers know. So when they saw the numbers that Latin trap was bringing in, they was like, okay, man, so I guess we take back everything we said about this.
Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
So tell me about your song, Boom Boom. Obviously, oh, I boom, saw the boom. Video. I saw the video.
A lot of boom, boom
and I'm
shaking.
Like, I know you're a New Yorker, but Miami had to have a little something, something influence in there because it's all about the boom, boom, the booty.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. The song was produced by Playing Skills.
Love Playing Skills.
They're from the South.
Yes.
And, man, Cap G is in the song. He's featuring as well. And like I said, I come from New York. I'm also considered like El Rey de los Spanish Remixes. Like the,
yes.
The Spanish Remixes, just because I would do like, I would remix songs that were hot at the time. I did the Yo K, Rick Ross, Si Ta Bien. I did the Commas. I did the Drake Hotline Bling.
It's crazy when you remix songs, sometimes people... Like, people call here and ask, hey, who was that remix from? Sometimes they're better than the actual song. Like,
I've gotten that. I mean, I know, like...
And I don't... I mean, I'm a music girl, so, like, sometimes if they remix it, I'm like, oh, God, let me hear the remix. But sometimes I'm like, what?
It was a point in time in New York where they were playing my remixes. And then that could just be the Uptown DJ showing me love, you know what I'm saying?
But
they would play my remixes more than the actual
song.
Artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge mainstream artists at the time. I'm just an upcoming, you know, kid from New York that's already being played in the clubs, and it's just an honor for me. I'm already like, shit, blessed. That
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
being
yeah.
Played in the clubs. So, but yeah, I mean, I just started doing the remixes and just being in the studio with Playing Skills when they showed me that record, and I heard the first 5 seconds of bling, 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 I was like, oh man, this song is gonna be legend. This song is gonna revive so many like moments for people that remember the song when it came out. Like, I remember going and partying to General, or I remember
it gives you, and it's like if you really think about it, like, it's the beginning of, like, a lot of people say that was the beginning of reggaeton, mm-hmm. and how reggaeton has transitioned to Latin mm-hmm. trap. Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes, it's a big thing, like, now where it's at and how it kind of began.
And El General is like the pioneer
exactly
of urban
yes,
Spanish music.
Yes, so, yes. Like, it brings it all together.
Yeah, for sure. Like, he paved the way for all of us. Like,
hell yeah.
Reggaeton comes from Panama.
Absolutely.
The sound,
and a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people do not know
my
that.
My Puerto Rican people would be like, nah, nah, but no, it did.
No. Actually, there was an article the other day on how, like, it was the sounds.
I mean, it was changed up a little in Puerto
of
Rico,
course,
but
yeah.
It, like, the original.
Well, the idea.
Exactly.
Originated in Panama.
Yes.
So, man, you know, just being able to pay homage and do like my own rendition of a great song was
hell yeah,
something dope for me. And just to have his clearances, because
that's true. You have, that's an honor.
Yeah, then doesn't.
Not everybody just songs. Yeah.
So just to get his clearances and for him to like the song, and the song only had one bad word. It was one for the money, two for the oh. So we just cleared that part right there, and that was it.
So what was the, I mean, obviously it's about boom, boom, booty and a lot of fun and partying. Mm-hmm. Did it just come out of I mean, I know you heard the song, but did the party part of the song just come out of, hey, let's just have fun, or did...
Is that being in the studio with Playing Skills is just...
You know, a lot of people don't realize that the vibe in the studio has a lot to do with what comes
that.
Out.
I always
like,
say
the
that.
People that are in there...
Music is energy. The same
it
energy.
It is. Oh, my
same.
God.
You see how sometimes you listen to a rapper and like, he'll make you want to fight? They're in that studio on that mall, you know, there's
yeah.
gangster music.
Yeah.
You ever listen to a song that gets you sad? That song was probably made in like a sad moment in that person's life, and he's transmitting that same energy to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we was in the studio. We was already having fun. It was like a party vibe in
there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like when Cap G walked in, we was already like drinking and Playing Skills was taking shots and
uh-huh.
Play because Skills doesn't drink at all.
Uh-huh,
Play is the
uh-huh.
party animal.
Play likes to play.
They're like literally the yin yang.
That's hilarious.
Sign.
But sometimes that's the way it works out.
Yeah, but you know they're just like so professional when it comes to doing music. And like in New York, I work with my guys, and like I'll do a song, I'll lay it down, and then they'll mix it and make it sound as best as they can. But being with those guys, they'll make you go back in 10 times. Like, no, no me gusta. No, I don't like that. We got to fix that again.
But that's
like,
good, though. That's great. Constructive criticism makes you better.
And they brought out that monster in me that was just like been sleeping for like the past year and just brought that out. And we did like 7 songs back to back.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to hear it, where can they download the
oh,
song?
Man, Boom Boom is everywhere. The video is out on YouTube.
Yeah, you got to watch the video.
Sure.
The video is like, what? Like, I want to go to the gym and, like, work on my booty. You know what I mean?
It was like, oh, you trying to be the Spanish Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Ah!
But,
it's kind of similar. Okay, I get that.
The song is out. The YouTube is Mesia El Artista. Mesía Artista is also my Facebook, and my Instagram is Messiah Graham as an Instagram.
There we go. Well, thanks for hanging out.
No, thank you for having
How
me.
How do you like Miami? I mean, this is not your first time here,
no,
is it?
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You're a New Yorker. You guys always come here and then, you know, then you go back.
They say that gangsters get chubby and move to Miami.
There we go. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you,
you guys, thank you for hanging out with Evie and Messiah. I'm going to go ahead and put this interview, just in case you got caught up in the middle of it, on power96.com. And you got to check out the song. And ladies, check out the video. It's very sexy. Very, very sexy. Peace out.